You all know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of the Trucker Noob 91 podcast. Stay tuned. Guess what? I'm back. That's right, I am back up here. It's been a few days since I've been up here. I think Sunday was the last day I was up here. I hadn't been feeling well all week. Most of the week last week too. But feeling a lot better, feeling like my normal self. So let the podcast continue. In the world of sports, for those of you that don't already know, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And as a Cowboys fan, that kind of makes me sad because the Eagles have finally won a Super Bowl. And now I have to put away the no Super Bowl memes. You know, the Philadelphia Smeagles, Lord of No Rings, stuff like that. Or a picture of an empty trophy case. Eagles trophy case. Yeah. Gonna have to put those away now. That's sad. Anyways, at least the Patriots didn't win. Good news there, guys. I don't know if any of y'all have heard about it, but I have just, as of today, heard of a game that is being released this year. For those of you that love the Call of Duty franchise, you're going to love it, apparently. Especially if you love the Black Ops franchise, because they're making a Black Ops 4. No one has said yet what it is about, when it takes place, or anything like that, so everything's up in the air for guesses. Me, I think they need to put Black Ops to bed and need to focus on more realistic historical games. Like you're always hearing about World War II games, stuff like that. When are they going to have a Vietnam Call of Duty? A historically accurate Vietnam one. You know, a lot of people, when it comes to wars, Vietnam is a bad word. You know, it was a real thing, and people fought and died in that war. We've got a lot of messed up veterans from that war that nobody cares about anymore, so. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, think about it. You know, soldiers today, when they come home, they're cheered for. You know, they get pat on the back, you know, for, you know, what they did. They don't get help, just like back then, except back then they got spit on. So, you see a Vietnam veteran, tell them thank you. Thank you for fighting a war they didn't have to fight. Thank you for sacrificing their life. Of course, if you see any vet, you need to tell them that. You know, whether it be, you know, thank you for your service or whatnot. Every little word helps. At any time, if you all ever have a request for a song you'd like me to put up here, just let me know. Of course, those listening on Anchor can hear it, but those listening on other platforms will not be able to hear it. But go ahead and request a song if you like, and I just might play it.
Choya, this is, if I said your name right, this is your girl, Sister Legs from Positive Spread Podcast. I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much for favoriting my station. I have not checked out any of your content yet, but I definitely look forward to it because your profile definitely just leaves an air of interest and mystery. So I definitely just wanted to say thank you again for favoriting Positive Spread Podcast. And I look forward to learning more about you. And I hope that you definitely still tune in to learn a little bit more about me and my life. A lot of times I have you can hear my son, my 2-year-old toddler in the background. But, you know, I talk about how I stay positive through all of my adversities. And I spread a lot of love and positivity because that's what keeps me going. So thank you again. You're awesome. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you did say my name correctly. It is Choya. But thank you for the favorite right back. I was listening to some of your stuff, and I listened to that you put the song Mirrors by Justin Timberlake up. I've loved that song ever since it came out. I love the music video to it. Thank you for the favorite from you, and I'm gonna do something here in a minute that I haven't done. Pretty sure I haven't done yet, but I'll do it here in a minute after this song. That was Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods, which is the title song on his newest release, Man of the Woods. That is an awesome song. There's some more songs on that album that are awesome. I will play that song, one more song later on. For those of you here on Anchor that heard it, I'm glad you did. For those of you listening on other platforms, please go to Spotify, go to iTunes, go to YouTube. Look up the songs from this album. Very good album right here. Called Man of the Woods. Alright, now to get to what I need to do. I haven't done this. I should have been doing this, but I haven't. But I will start it now. And it will continuously progress as it happens. But it's time to hand out thank yous to people that have favorited my channel. Those of you that have favorited my channel have either favorited my channel because I favorited yours, or you saw my channel and favorited it, and then I looked at your channel and favorited your channel right back. So, without further ado, we will start with the very first one and work all the way down to the newest one that just happened. Here we go. Starting off at the top of the list is Joshing Around. Love your podcast. Go Ballers FFS. Loving your podcast. That's where I go to for my sports updates when I want to listen to sports updates. Cobra's Comments. Thoughts to myself with Mr. DeVille D.I. Yes, the morning motivation gets me going. Jordan Taylor Fancast. Been listening to you off and on. I actually started listening to Jordan Taylor and watching his videos, and really enjoying them. Naked Poetry. Angie Ray. The Word. Official Buckshot. The Godfather Speaks. Anita Love to Hate. To Hate. Jesse Ray Henderson. Kingfish. The Sponge Minds. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. I have trouble saying some names. Bam Baracus. Anchor Talk. The Maddie Mo Show. Jay Houston 93. Positive Spread, who liked my page about 7 hours ago. Favorited my station about 7 hours ago. I'm still stuck on Facebook mode right now. And Digital Lawrence, who just liked it no less than 15 minutes ago. Right there, just got that favorite no less than 15 minutes ago. So, hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, if you're listening to it right now. For anybody that I missed, I did miss one. I wrote it down wrong, I think. Let me get off of here, and I will figure out what I did wrong here. Give me 1 second. All right, and it is Aunt Capone. Don't know why I wrote that down wrong. Can't even begin to pronounce how I wrote it down. Whenever I was writing down all your station names, I abbreviated some. I jumbled up the letters in some. Like, for instance, on Aunt Capone's, the aunt is ATN, so I actually just fudged those up. And, anyways, thank you all for all of you all that I just named. Thank you so much for favoriting my station. Don't know how much it means. I mean, I'm sure you do, but it means a lot to me. I do my best to try to be up here. I've been sick here lately, and I shouldn't let that stop me, you know. But I'm here. You're here. We're all here. Let's make Anchor great. You know, everybody's like, you know, let's do, you know, this has got to be great. That's got to be great. No, you know what? Let's make Anchor great. You know, Anchor FM, the best radio, right there. Right there. Okay. You know, on that whole slogan during, you know, the presidency or the election, make America great again. No. Let's make Anchor great. Let's make podcasts great again. Let's make radio great again. I know that's a little bit of rambling going on there, but I really enjoy a lot of y'all's shows, you know, your podcasts, and I can't thank you all enough. So once again, thank you guys. Thank you all for joining me on this podcast. Thank you. This has been my longest podcast. I finally had a little bit of content that I could use, like the Super Bowl, the Eagles memes, stuff like that, the Call of Duty, you know, and this big old list of 21 people that I thanked for favoriting my station. Didn't seem like a lot, but whenever it's me, looking the way my YouTube channels are going right now, 21 people favoriting my podcast station makes me ecstatic. You know, I don't care if I just have the 21 of you now till the end of time. I will stick with the 21 of you all forever, because you guys are great. Thank you. Some of you are top 100 podcasters. Some of you aren't. I know I'm not. But, I mean, we all make it work. It's amazing what we can do as people when we work together. Alright, before I go, I've decided to start doing another thing to add to to the day. Let's do the daily Bible verse. The Bible verse of the day. That is what I'm going to start doing. And here it is. Today's verse of the day comes to you in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and the thoughts of the heart. Very, very powerful verse right there. Very powerful. And we'll just go ahead, you know, just for the heck of it, continuing to 13. There is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes. And it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. So, just remember, you know, everybody, you know, growing up, you know, Santa Claus, you know, he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. That's God, guys. That is God. So, without further ado, that was our verse of the day. If you have any comments about the verse of the day, well, today it was verses. If you have a comment about it, let me know. I'm going to try to start doing something like that every podcast that I do. And hope you all enjoy it. If you do, let me know. Anyways, time to end the podcast. Well, like you just heard, it is time for the end of the podcast. Okay, you guys know what time it is. It's time for the platforms. Here we go. Facebook.com/truckernoob91. That is the page for this podcast and my vlogs. And speaking of my vlog, you can find that on YouTube, TruckerNoob91 Vlog. I also have a gaming channel there, just TruckerNoob91. Thinking about changing the name to Games. TruckerNoob91 Games. Not sure how that's going to work out, but I will let you know. You can find me on Instagram, TruckerNoob91. You can also find me on Twitter at TruckerNoob91 and Snapchat, TruckerNoob91. Also on Facebook, you can find my other page, facebook.com/word316, I believe is what it is. That is my organization. I'm trying to get into becoming a nonprofit to help homeless people, to help veterans, to help single moms, help single fathers, you know, just all around help people. And hoping to get that up and going. And I also have a Patreon. I'll get that information to you all in case any of y'all want to help out toward my organization. You can find most of the information for help, ways you can help out that organization on the Facebook page. Once again, that is facebook.com/word316. If you type that in and it doesn't show up, what should show up? Just go to my Trucker Noob page. There should be a spot where you can click on, because I believe I've shared some links from over on that page to my Trucker Noob page, and you should be able to click on the name and it'll show up. But it's time to say goodnight to everybody. And here's the other Justin Timberlake song, as promised. It's called The Hard Stuff. For those of you here on Anchor, you all can hear it, as always. And for those of you listening on other platforms, go ahead and look the song up. It's called, once again, it's called The Hard Stuff. It's a really, really good song. I really enjoy it. But here it is. And I hope you all have a great rest of your night, because most of you are probably sleeping right now, not even, you know, dead to the world, not even knowing that I'm doing this right now. But I hope you all are having a great night's sleep. I guess I'll finally hit the hay here in a minute. And talk at you all later.